Morning, everyone. This is Josh from Solopreneur Grind for the SG Daily number 7. And for those paying real close attention, I apologize for missing yesterday. I was feeling under the weather, not feeling great, so I didn't take the day off from work, but I took the day off from using my voice as much as possible and just kind of conserving energy so that I could get the daily tasks done and recover as quickly as possible, so I apologize for that. A few updates, just continuing to stay on a consistent content routine. So I highly recommend, if you are looking to put out consistent content, that you create some type of calendar or weekly and or daily kind of checklist that you can follow. So it's not a question of, oh, well, should I make a video today or whatever? It's, okay, Monday I do this, Tuesday I do this, Wednesday I do this. Which is ironic for me to tell you because I just skipped my content day yesterday. But every once in a while, you'll have a bad day or sick day, something that kind of prevents you from creating it. And that is just this funny thing called life. So anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit today about processes because I think that it's something that I'm pretty good at. And a question that I think most entrepreneurs should ask is, if you find yourself doing anything more than twice, how can you create a process and or automate that thing? And this doesn't have to be, when people talk about automation and stuff like that, you don't automatically have to think technology, right? So you don't have to automatically hire a developer, build a software, et cetera, et cetera. Especially today's day and age, where there's so many online tools, many of them that are free, as I pause for a sip break, many of them are free and can be set up in a matter of minutes. So, give you some quick examples. Number one, if you use Gmail, canned responses is, I can't even imagine how many minutes that saved me. Probably hours at this point. But what canned responses is, it's actually a built-in Gmail tool that you have to turn on by going into settings. I think it's under like advanced settings, and you can just click on canned responses. And basically super light tool that allows you to save emails that you're sending over and over again, so that if you want to send it again, you just go into the canned responses, you click on whichever one, and it'll pop up and you can edit it and send it. So I probably have about 15 canned responses, especially for my main, for my law firm. I have my main service offering, and I have a canned response for almost every step of that process. So it's like, okay, I'm retaining a new client. Here's the canned response I send them. And obviously I'm editing the name, and maybe I have to put in a custom line or two, but the main body is staying the same. And so that's probably the easiest way to start automating things, especially if you do rely on email a lot. The other big one for me, and this is obviously going to depend on your business, is form filling or document drafting. So for example, drafting invoices, drafting agreements, drafting bill, whatever it is you draft. For me, it happens to be retainers, invoices, bills, and a lot of cover letters for the work that I do. So they're all templated. I have them all saved in Google Docs. I know you can get some software that can like auto-populate stuff for you. I think I'm probably going to look into doing that soon. But right now the documents are so templated that I can go into them, essentially add the name, change the date in terms of bills and invoices, update the price, and kind of go from there. So what I would say is kind of a challenge for you today is think about, what do you do in a week more than once? And that could be, like I said, sending emails, social media related. You know, are you posting a lot? Could you use Buffer to help automate that, or to kind of do it in chunks? So this isn't a direct form of automation, but I think of it as a time efficiency tool, is batch. So do it like batching similar tasks. So I actually like doing content every morning. I do the daily, I do it live on YouTube, and then I have the recording for the podcast because it's top of mind what's actually going on. But if you're doing an Instagram post, let's say, every day, it doesn't necessarily have to be top of mind live stuff, you know, or current stuff even. So you could use a tool like Buffer and do your Instagram post for the month in one day, probably in a few hours. And what that's going to do is save you a ton of time over the span of the month. I know you might be thinking, well, you're still putting in the same amount of time and then you have to put it into Buffer. But what you're not considering are things like switching costs. So every morning or every day at, let's say every day at 11 p.m. you post on Instagram. Every day at 10:59, you have to stop what you're doing, mentally switch tasks over to Instagram, do that, and then switch back to what you were doing. That's called a switching cost. And it may not be that much in terms of actual time, but in terms of focus, energy, maybe you're in a real good flow, maybe you're writing an awesome blog post and you have to cut it off to write your to post on Instagram. As opposed to doing your whole month's worth of content in 3 hours on a Tuesday at the beginning of the month, where you spend a few hours, you can get into flow creating all of your Instagram stuff at once, and then you don't have to think about it for the rest of the month. So anyways, I've gone over my usual time. Think about things you do more than once in your business, how you can automate them, or how you can batch them together to save time, save energy, cut down on switching costs. And if you have any questions or want any suggestions, if you do need help specifically in the services business, that's what I do every day. So shoot me a message or leave a comment, and we can go from there. Anyways, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow morning.